Hello and welcome to Audioscope. Before I introduce my studio guests, I want a word in your ear, particularly those people listening to the programme who don't have sight loss. Recently, I was standing at a very busy crossing in Dublin. Dylan, my guide dog, was with me. We were waiting for the lights to change, you know, the way the bleeper goes. As we were standing there, a lady beside me asked if I'd like assistance to the other side. I accepted immediately. When we got across the road, she said, "I hope you didn't mind me helping you. You see, I just don't know what to do," she said. "Should I offer assistance or can you manage on your own?" So I gave this some thought. So I'd start today's programme with a couple of suggestions for anyone who may find themselves standing with a person with sight loss at a road crossing. Firstly, don't hesitate to offer assistance. A simple question like, "Would you like a hand across?" That'll do. If your assistance is accepted, stand on the right-hand side of the person that you're assisting. Let them take your left elbow and just walk naturally across the road. No hurry, no fuss. When you get to the other side, it's a handy tip to let the person know where exactly they are. Well, I think it is anyway. You're just outside Easton's or you're just outside the Gresham Hotel, etc. They may already be aware of this. But as I say, I find it very, very helpful, particularly in an area that I'm not familiar with. On the other hand, the person standing at the crossing with his or her guide dog or cane may well be able to manage. And if that's the case, don't look on their refusal as a rebuff. As with all classes of humanity, some blind people are more capable than others. And one final word on the matter. If you offer assistance and the person to whom you offer the assistance is rude to you, don't just accept it. Having a disability does not give anyone the right to be rude and offensive. Let them know that you're not accepting their rudeness, and certainly don't let it put you off helping people in the future. From the moment we get up in the morning to the last thing at night, in today's world, we people with sight loss are depending more and more on assistive technology. Two words, you know, that weren't inexistent when some of us were growing up. But apart from our computers, we have our mobile phones that speak to us, our GPS systems, our talking microwaves, talking MP3 players with speech, our note takers, even our watches and clocks talk to us. I have in studio today two people from ASH Technology. First of all, I'll introduce the lady, Aoife Garvan and Frank Lennon. Aoife, first of all, ASH Technology, where is that situated?
We're out in Naas, County Kildare.
Tell us a little about the history of it. When did it start and how long has it been in existence?
ASH was set up in 1994, so the company's in business 13 years now. We have production facility out in Naas and there's 30 of us working out there.
And dealing mainly with magnifiers, is that correct?
We manufacture as well as design print electronic magnifiers for people who have low vision or who find that their eyesight is starting to fail them.
Frank, what's your position with the firm?
Well, I'm the Irish sales rep for ASH Technologies.
Yeah. How long have you been working with the firm?
I've been working with ASH for 5 years. Started off at the very bottom, making the print magnifiers. And about 2 years ago now, I started in as sales rep for ASH for Ireland.
OK, you're talking about magnifiers. Now, I, as a totally blind person, have to confess that I know little, well, practically nothing about magnifiers. You've got a couple of them with you there, have you?
We do indeed.
Yeah.
We do indeed.
OK, now I'm going to examine the small magnifier, first of all. And we're going to... I've got it in my hand now. And first of all, I've got it the right way up, haven't I?
No, the other way.
Oh, yeah. That way. No, that. Oh, sorry,
that's
there
it,
we are.
That's it.
There
that's
we
it.
Are. That's it. Now, this is about the size of a large mobile phone.
That's correct, so? That's yeah. correct.
On the right-hand side of it is... It folds, opens up like that, and we have that, I presume, is a what?
That's the digital camera.
Okay.
Okay.
On the left of this here, flat in front of me, is a screen. I know that's a screen.
That's okay. it, that's it, an LCD now, screen. It's it's 4 inches, so it's quite a small screen. So basically what happens is the camera picks up your text or your pictures and will show it up on your screen.
Okay, hold on. I've got what we're going to call a book in front of me here. Yep. It's not, but it's, we'll say it's a book. It's a page. Mm-hmm. I've placed this magnifier on the page and I've opened up the camera. Underneath, I can feel a little, for want of a better word, a little lens. That'd be right?
That's correct.
Right. And I move this gadget, I move this magnifier.
That's it.
Across the page. And what comes up, it's actually Braille at the moment, but what would come, if it was switched on, what would come up would be the print.
Yeah, that's it. It magnifies up to 6 times. So the text you're looking at would be obviously 6 times larger. Now, it has some other functions on it as well, which can be very important for a visually impaired person. So what you can do is you've got buttons on the side of it.
Hold on. That's I've got to find these buttons here.
Just beside the camera. Right, that's okay, it, yeah. So when you have the camera turned on, you can press those buttons and you'll hear it beeping. Okay, it might be a little quiet.
Yeah, it would. It beeped all right, but you wouldn't hear it. Yeah.
So basically what this does is it changes the from full colour to a positive and negative image. Okay. So what that means is if you were looking at text, okay, if you have it in positive mode, you have black text and white background, okay? So the text really jumps out at you, okay?
Yep.
Now, the image is very, very bright, so we have a reverse of that, which is called a negative mode, where you have a black background and a white text, okay? So again, this, as you'll see, what happens is the text will jump off the screen, okay? And it cuts down on glare as well, so this is really important as well.
Yeah. Okay? Now, these machines, they are pretty expensive, aren't they? You're going to give me sales talk now. You're going to say, yes, they are. But you're not going to say how much, of course. No salesman ever does.
No,
but
no.
They are fairly expensive.
They are indeed. We have a huge range of equipment in with Ash. And the machine we have in front of you is a small portable machine. Okay, so all the electronics inside of it is quite small. So again, that'll boost up the price. But we have lower cost items as well, which you'll be able to see on our website.
Which is the website?
www.ashtech.ie.
Okay. Look, Aoife, if I can come to you again, does Ash Technology just only operate in Ireland, or does it operate abroad?
Joe, we have products in very far-flung parts of the world. Mm-hmm. We have the product you have there is called Quick Look.
Quick Look, yep.
And Quick Look, you can find it in San Francisco, Riyadh, Tokyo and Sydney.
So I presume you exhibit at all the big world exhibitions around.
We do indeed. We're just back from a trade fair in Frankfurt, Sight City, which showcases all the latest technologies in low vision and blindness products.
I presume I'll be seeing you in Sight Village in Birmingham then, will I?
You will indeed. You will indeed.
Now, if I can come back to Frank, you've got another gadget over there
I'm dying
to get my hands on.
Yeah, that's it.
It's what's this one called?
This unit is called a Fusion, okay?
Yeah. It's like a DVD player.
That's it, that's
okay?
Correct.
I've placed it on in front of me and I'm going to open it up. Well, I hope I'm going to open it up.
That's it, yeah.
I'm going to open it. Ooh, yeah. And there, I have a screen which would... What size would that screen be?
Okay, so we have a larger screen here, a 7-inch screen. Okay?
Right, okay.
And we have a different camera mechanism on this machine. Okay, so what this means is we can get a larger range of magnification than what we got with the Quick Look.
How large?
Okay, well, the Fusion starts at 6 times magnification, but goes up to 16, okay?
16?
16.
Well, let me ask you a layman's question here.
That's it.
Please don't, I know it's a program for blind and vision impaired, but please don't blind me with science.
No, no.
This screen, if I bring it up to 16, say 16, it was 16, you said.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Surely, would I get less characters on the screen?
That's it. What happens is... It'll center in on the center of your what the camera is looking at. So again, although the text does get bigger, you don't get as much text onto the screen.
Okay, so here I feel like someone out of Tomorrow's World here. Do you know that? Do you see this gadget here? How do I get that out?
You just that's it.
This our listeners won't have a clue what I'm doing here, but I've got a mouse. Now, I've got a mouse in my hand which is connected. So are you trying to tell me now that I can move that to one side and put the mouse on the page and run the mouse across the
page.
That's
it. It looks kind of like your computer mouse
it does,
at
it?
Home.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is you can actually disconnect this mouse from the Fusion. So you don't have to worry about the big maneuvering a big machine from left to right. Now you can use a smaller,
that
lighter
actually,
mouse.
At the moment, as I speak to you, that's connected. I can disconnect that, and I can run that across there, and it will still come through the screen on that one.
That's it. That's it.
I hope our listeners know what I'm talking about, because before we came on air, I hadn't got a clue. But I've got somebody says I don't normally have a clue. But I'm so excited about this, because this is wonderful. It will allow you to read up to 16 times the size of your print on the screen.
That's it. And the two machines in front of you are battery powered, so they're portable machines. Okay?
Yeah. Aoife, Ash have any dealings with people like opticians and eye specialists? And what's the position with that, with regard to that?
We do indeed. We work with opticians around the country, and also a lot of schools and universities. And then also new legislation has been brought in so that public areas of where the public will visit need to have a magnifier of sorts if someone has low vision. So, for example, you can find the Quick Look in Cork City Hall and other places like that. So
When? When does that come in? Is that
came
in now?
Out in the recent
right.
Act.
So if I'm a person with a vision impairment, right, can I go, we'll say, into Cork City Hall and say, can I have the Quick Look because I want to read something that's up there on the wall or something?
You can, of course.
That's excellent news. Oh, that's wonderful. And they have that. Would they have them in other places, like other than City Hall in Cork?
Well, you have to ask Frank now because that's his.
Frank, what about this?
Responsibility.
What about this now?
Well, in the case of in Cork, they actually purchased one of our bigger machines. It's called an Eclipse, and they have it set up in the public area. So people who they don't have to be vision impaired, but an elderly person who cannot make out the print on some of the paperwork can bring the paperwork up to the Eclipse and it'll magnify it. Okay.
Okay. Now we spoke there about schools. You mentioned schools. Do you go into school? You do go into schools and help special teachers. You do go into schools and help teachers for pupils with special needs.
Yep.
Special needs teachers.
That's
it. You do go into schools and assist the teachers of pupils with special needs.
That's it. The way it works, there's teachers called visiting teachers who travel around to schools. They have their own set area. And what happens is they come upon a visually impaired student and they want to recommend a piece of equipment for the student and the school to purchase. So then the visiting teacher will ask me to travel out to the school, give them a demo on all our equipment, and then they get to decide themselves whether the machine is right for the student or wrong.
That makes sense. Now, we're being told day after day after day that we are now becoming a nation of ageing population. What about old people? Elderly people? That would really be a big boon to somebody who is losing their sight due to age.
That's correct.
So do you have dealings with people?
Most elderly people would deal with the National Council of the Blind.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a good relation with the National Council, and they would purchase some of our equipment and recommend our equipment to the elderly population. Now, we do have a demo room in our factory down in Naas. So for the general area of Kildare, we do have people coming in and testing out the machines.
Mm-hmm. Once again, I come, as I did earlier on, come to this business of expense. It is an expensive item, but would you agree that it's getting cheaper? Technology for blind and vision impaired people, possibly technology all over, is getting cheaper. Do you see when it would become cheaper and smaller?
Well, it'll definitely get smaller. But when you get smaller, the price obviously stays high.
Why?
But
why is that?
Well, at Ash we have a really strong engineering team, and we put a lot of investment into research and development. So from that point of view, that would be quite expensive for Ash. So some of that is in the end price.
Ah, right. So that's because the technology is more
quite advanced.
Yeah, and would you get assistance from places other than in Ireland if you were dealing with technology? Would you get ideas from, say, Japan or America or places like that?
Well, the engineering team visit all the world trade fairs, so they would constantly be on the lookout for new types of technologies that are out that they could, that might already be in the low vision industry, or it's from another industry that they could try and incorporate into our products.
You only do, Ash, only do magnifiers for reading or looking at television. Now, it's possible, is it, to get a piece of magnifying equipment that would read the for want of a better word in my language, the writing, the print on your television to bring it up bigger? You know the way we have audio description for blind and vision impaired people?
Uh-huh.
Would you have some situation where you could have, we'd say, a camera or a mouse or something that you could connect that would bring up the writing on the television screen?
Well, that's a really good idea. And we might just...
I've just invented that. Oh, well, that's brilliant. Now, and where's Ash going in the future?
Well, we have a few new products that are coming out in the summer.
Yeah.
The Quick Look that I showed you there, there's a new product called the Quick Look Zoom coming out next month.
Yeah.
It's going to be similar to the Quick Look in size, but it will have a longer battery life. And the text will be magnified from 3 times up until 15 times. And you'll be able to vary it, so you can adjust it to your own sight levels.
Yeah. And the second one you've got, that will be coming out in the summer. The two of them will be coming out in the summer.
There's another one coming out in the summer then as well.
Yeah,
we're pretty busy.
Yeah. So it's looking well. The future's looking bright for, apart from the pun, things are looking bright for Ash Technology.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Look, I want to thank you both, Aoife Garvin and Frank Lennon, for coming in and talking to me. As I said earlier, I feel like someone out of a tomorrow's world. It really was wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thanks very much for having us in. And if anyone does have any questions about our products or want to talk to us at all, they can just go onto our website, www.ashtech.ie, and all our contact details are there, and they can give either myself or Frank a call. The phone number then is 045 882212.
Just before I go, I'd like to remind you that you can download a podcast of today's programme from the RTE website. My thanks to producer Dave McHugh. Joe Bollard wishing you well. Travel safely. God bless. Bye.